We hope today's edition of The Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, everywhere and every
way, every moment of the day. Good morning. I got to turn my mic on or you can't hear me. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is our gorgeous sister in Christ, Miss Mary Fullerton. How are you doing this morning?
I'm just doing great. Amen. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can send... What? It's not going out? You can send that to us three ways. You can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we'll do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. They're located at 616 North Locust. I think I covered it all, Miss Mary. Would you please pray to start us out?
Okay. Father God, we praise you, Lord, because your presence is here with us, Lord. We thank you, Father. For that, Lord, because without you, we can do nothing, Lord, and we need your anointing upon this time, Father. We ask you, Lord, that you would bless all those that tune in today. Lord, let them receive something that encourages their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, God is on our side. Amen.
Amen. What would we do without him? So, well, the first scripture, I'm going to give you the scripture references this morning before I start. The first one is in 1 Kings 20, verses 35 through 40. And the second one is in 2 Chronicles 15, verses 2 through 7, I believe. So, in 1 Kings 20, 35, we're going to talk, these two scriptures talk about two different kings. One of them was the king of Israel, and the other one was the king of Judah. And the king of Israel was Ahab. And it says, a certain man of the prophets said unto his neighbor in the word of the Lord, smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then the prophet said unto him, because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him and slew him. Then the prophet found another man, and he said, smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him, so that in smiting he wounded him. So the prophet departed and waited for the king of Ahab. His name was Ahab. He waited for the king by the wayside, and he disguised himself with ashes upon his face. He had something to say that he didn't want the king to recognize who he was before he said it. So the verse 39 says, "And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle. And behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, Keep this man. If by any means he is missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And he said, And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, So shall thy judgment be. Thyself hast decided it. And I read that to you because sometimes we, not just sometimes, actually it's all the time, we are responsible for the way that, for the things that happen to us, for the way that God moves in our lives. And our obedience decides the fact, you know. So like the first man that he told him to smite him, he didn't. And so because he didn't obey, he was smitten himself with a lion. And then when the prophet told the king about this, he said, Your servant went out and I was brought somebody that was supposed to, I was supposed to be responsible for and keep him. And he disappeared. And he said, the person that brought him to me said, it'll be your life, you know, it'll be your life. And so the king said, Well, you're the one, he said, so shall your judgment be. You have decided it because you didn't take it seriously and you let him escape from you, you know. And so a lot of times we kind of blame other people and we blame God for what happens to us, but we have to take the responsibility ourselves. Anyway, and the second scripture has to do, in 2 Chronicles 15, has to do with King Asa of Judah. And he was told by the prophet Azariah, The Lord is with you as long as you are with him. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. God does not make us serve him. The Lord is speaking to his church. When I read this, I thought, that's the way it is with us. As long as we stay with God and we stay close to him, he'll take care of us. He's on our side. But if we depart and we go our own way, we walk out of the covering of God on our life. And we do it to ourselves. And so I think about his whole church body in America and how people are just kind of asleep today, and they're just sitting there waiting for God to come do it all and God to bless them, you know. And so God is speaking to his church in America. He said, for a long season, it says in this passage, let's see, it was in verse 2. He said, "The Lord is with you while you be with him, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." And then in verse 3 it says, "Now for a long season Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law. But when they were, God is faithful to us sometimes, even when we're not faithful to him. Because even though they walked away from him and they didn't obey his law or have a priest that showed them the law, that when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and sought him, he was found of them." And then it said, "In those times," and this reminds me of America, that's why I said that, "in those times there was no peace to him that went out or to him that came in. But great vexation were upon all the inhabitants of all the countries." And you can look at every nation in our world today, and there is turmoil. Part of that is the day and age we're living in. We're living into the time that's close to when Jesus is going to come back. And so everybody, especially if they don't know the Lord, they're being vexed, you know. And, the enemy vexes them. And so it says, "In those times there was no peace, but there was vexation. And God allowed them to be vexed with adversity." And sometimes God allows adversity to come our way so that we will focus on him. You know, and so, let's see, where was I? And it said, "And nation was destroyed of nation, and city of city, for God did vex them with all adversity." But here, in this next verse, in verse 7, this is the verse that I was reading this chapter yesterday, just as part of my Bible reading. And when I got down to this verse, it just jumped out at me. And I had asked the Lord to give me what I was supposed to speak on today, and it just jumped out at me. And so this is for us today. "Be strong, therefore," because sometimes we feel like we get the idea that God has left us all to our own self, and we're out there struck because we forget that he's with us all the time. But he said, he reminds us, "Be ye strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." And that is a word for people that are discouraged today, that feel like giving up on God. And they've just done and done and done, and they don't feel like they're getting anywhere. God says, keep in there. Your work is going to be rewarded. And so, so when they turn to God in their trouble, he always comes to our rescue. He always does. He never leaves us to the devil's devices. He always comes, and he's on our side. So his love will bring correction to anything that we are doing if we're going in the wrong way. Just like your kids, you know, you love your children. And if you leave them to do just what they want to, they can get themselves in all sorts of trouble. and they can cause trouble for other people too. And so you want them to learn to be obedient, and so that you can bless them. And so that, and God wants us to be obedient so he can bless us. And so, be strong, therefore, and let not your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. To those that are discouraged, God is sending you this promise. He hasn't forgotten America. He is moving even now. He is here. Okay, and now I want us to turn to Jeremiah 29:13-14. And it says, "And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity and gather you." And then I want to go back up to Jeremiah 29:11-12 in that same chapter, Jeremiah 29:11-12. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And so, you know, God's got good things that he wants to do for us. He's got good blessings he wants to give us. So he wants us to trust him, and he wants us to seek after him. Because he said, "Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations and from all places, whether you are, whether, you know, back in Israel's time, when they had turned their back on God and they didn't obey him for a time, God allowed their enemies to come in and take them captive. And that's a picture of us today. Because when we go away from God, the devil comes in and he takes us captive. And we get ourselves into a mess. But God comes along and he delivers us. And so, so God is faithful to us. He doesn't throw us away. He puts us back on the potter's wheel and remolds us. And his mercies are new every morning. He is still the same God who never changes. His power and blood remain available. He says in Isaiah 55:6, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." And in Isaiah 61:3, he says that he will give you beauty for ashes, and he will, and the oil of joy for mourning. And then in 1 Peter 5:6-11, he says he will strengthen and settle us. So I think I'm going to turn to, I pretty much read you Jeremiah. Jeremiah 50:29-11-14, I think. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all of your heart. Not just half of it. Not just a little part. You know, sometimes we reserve a room back for us and we don't give God all of us. You know. So he says, but when you search for me with all of your heart, you make a commitment to give him all. I will be found of you, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place where I caused you to be carried away captive. You know, he'll bring us back to the place where we were in him. And so, anyway. So, now I want to turn over to Isaiah. The chapter in Isaiah. Isaiah is before Jeremiah. Isaiah. Isaiah 55. Verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God. For he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then turn over to Isaiah 61 in just a few pages. Isaiah 61 and 3. 61 and 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. See, God wants to... He gives us an exchange all the time. He takes all of our crud and he gives us all of his blessings. Now, there's not another person that does that. But our God, we just got through reading. He says, I'm not like you. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are better than your ways. And so he gives us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And he wants to, the next verse says, he, you know, they had some waste places. He said, and they shall build where there was a waste, they shall raise up. They shall raise up the former desolations, the things that were desolated their life before. God's going to change things. And he's going to repair the where the enemy has wasted our life. God will repair us. Amen. He's the only one. He's the only one that can make us new and that can restore us. And we need his restoration every day. We need his restoration every day. And not only that, but after he gets us restored, he gives us something on top of that. He gives us something new every day. His mercies are new every morning. Every morning. They're new. We have a clean slate every morning to ride on. And so, anyway, and strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the aliens shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. You know, those people out there that don't know the Lord, they're estranged from God. And God wants us to be a light to them. And, you know, we need to let our light so shine that they will see our good works, and they will glorify the Father which is in heaven. And they'll look at us and they'll say, how can you be like you are? I wish I was like you. How do I get what you have? And then we can lead them, you know, and they can, and then their lives can be changed. And that, you know, we are God's hands and feet on this earth, and we are his mouth. He has to have people that he can work through. And he gave the responsibility to us when he rose from the dead, and he was talking to his disciples, and he said, I'm fixing to go back to heaven. But he said, you go. You go make disciples. You go lay hands on the sick and see them recover. We are his hands and his feet and his mouth. He's put it in our hands. And those early disciples, they did a good job. They did a good job because the gospel, you know, has spread all through the world. You know, all through the world. And, you know, I know that there were other people that followed the Lord besides the 12 disciples. The 12 disciples were the ones that were the really close. And then of them, there was three that was really, really close. You know, but at one time, it said that Jesus had sent 70 people out, you know. And so, you know, his body has spread all over the world. And so that means his early disciples did a good job because they got the ball rolling. And then, you know, the later generations just kept it going. And so we want to do our part. You know, and like I said before, we're living at a time, very special time. There's the scripture said that the prophets wished they could live in our day, you know, because I fully believe we're going to be the ones that are raptured out of here, you know, because Jesus said, that generation won't pass away until I come back, you know, and he gave us, he didn't tell us when he was coming. He didn't know. He said, only the Father knows that, but I can give you the signs of the times. And it's listed. The signs of the times are listed. I think that's in Matthew 24. Where the signs of the times are listed in. And we're living in those times. And so, in fact, let's just go over there. I'm Matthew 24. I want to share some of these with you so that you can see right where we are.